Chapter 11, Site Loyalty. You might find yourself pausing here, between rooms, not sure which direction to take. Maybe you're driving home, still thinking about Rasha, about how alive the place might have felt, how alive you were inside it. Good. All of that fits well within this chapter. This is the last chapter, and it is about attachment. When we spoke of the prey, we spoke about survival under compression, the body adjusting to environmental pressure in order to survive. But there's another kind of response to pressure. It is not flight, not adaptation, but simply the act of staying. You remain with what harms, as if leaving it would mean tearing something from yourself, not being quite yourself anymore. That is what I mean when I say site loyalty. Site loyalty begins as proximity, a deep familiarity with a place, with its materials, its air, and its space. But the self starts to merge with the environment that surrounds it. The body starts to echo its environment, and the environment begins to echo the body. Their boundaries blur. Site loyalty is that blur, a refusal, or maybe an inability, to move away from what's transforming you. Note that site loyalty can look like care, a wish to remain close, to witness, and to tend. But it can also harden into paralysis, a quiet obedience. You might sense traces of that here. The building draws you in, it makes you want to linger, to stay inside its rhythm. That is the seduction of the ruin. It invites, but it never gives anything back. Step outside and let the air reset you.